we're kicking off hour number two. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231, the packet8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those. They're on us, freetalklive.com. All right, so Mark, a story from you about a madam in Washington, D.C., I guess getting busted. What could be the consequences of this?
This one's just a lot of fun. D.C. madam to sell 10,000 phone records of high-end Washington clients. Deborah J. Palfrey is unhappy. If you know who Deborah J. Palfrey is, you probably don't want her unhappy.
Hmm.
From 1993 until this past summer, Palfrey ran Pamela Martin & Associates, a high-end adult fantasy firm which offered legal, sexual, and erotic services across the spectrum of adult sexual behavior, according to a statement that she put out today, hoping to, that was, hoping to raise funds for her legal defense. The way she plans to raise those funds could reverberate through Washington's power corridors.
Oh, boy.
She's considering selling the entire 46 pounds of detailed, itemized phone records from the 13-year period.
Wow.
The report, Politico's Bryn Ryan, in October, the Internal Revenue Service seized her assets. The sale of the records would fund her fight against the seizure. Palfrey released what she said were a sample of the records, which don't include names, but do feature numbers of Washington area exchanges. Mm-hmm. Her attorney, Montgomery Blair Sibley, said that the prices have yet to be set for the data. We don't actually know that yet because we haven't finished mining the data to identify the individuals. Obviously, if Bill Clinton's on the list, there's a different matter than, you know, somebody who's you never heard of before. But he said, chances are good that some interesting names will pop up.
Oh, I bet.
Statistically, if you have 10,000 people, and given the structure of this particular service, these weren't people beckoning from car windows. The escorts only responded to 4 and 5 star hotels and private residences.
Wow. So I bet they weren't going to, crappy residences either.
Not if they're going to just 4 and 5 star hotels.
Yeah.
Basically, this is a high-end, outcall service.
Yeah, outcall girls. Prostitutes.
Yep, and so the landlines will show up on the private residences real quickly.
And that was the lawyer, her lawyer, saying that?
Yeah.
Well, also, not only is he also saying that because they have 10,000 numbers, and yes, he's right, the odds are pretty good, but also he's talked to the woman, and she's told him, yeah, so-and-so's our client, so-and-so is our client, and so-and-so is our client. It's just the question is, who are the so-and-sos?
Yeah. Now, this is... I think that the media outlets can come up with more money than the RNC or the DNC could come up with.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't seem like they could come up with the kind of money to keep this hushed up.
Yes.
I don't know. Politicians aren't the richest people around.
They
certainly have power, but they aren't the wealthiest people. The wealthy people have the politicians in their pockets.
Correct.
But... you know, they're not the wealthiest people. Some organization, some large media organization, seems like can come up with more money here. And I'm really, really interested. Now,
me too.
You know, I don't have any problem with prostitution.
Me neither.
And I feel like these politicians should be able to do whatever kind of perverse sexual fantasies that's on their mind.
Yeah, whatever.
And be able to pay
just
for it.
Just stop throwing people in jail for it.
Right. But, you know, basically they support the laws and the structure that throws people in jail for this very same act.
Mm-hmm.
And all these people, as far as I'm concerned, are corrupt. And I don't care what laws they break, they get caught for breaking.
Yep.
As long as they get tossed out of office. But the problem is... just get replaced by...
let another scumbag.
Yeah, just, you know, somebody who's a varying degree more or less scummy than they were.
Right.
You never know, you know, how scummy the person was that's been replaced and or how scummy the person is who's coming in.
And, you know, knowing how Americans tend to react to political corruption,
mm-hmm.
all this will really end up doing is stirring the water a little bit.
Yep.
I mean, when this information comes out, we'll find out that there are probably going to be a number of people who are now out of office that won't really be affected. You know, you'll find out that so-and-so from Ohio went and used her services back in 1998. That won't be very earth-shattering.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure she's got some dirt. She probably has some dirt on some existing politicians. It'll get stirred up. They'll have some press stories come out about them. They'll probably resign in shame or whatever. And no one will ever make the connection that, hey, well, this shouldn't have been illegal in the first place. Why don't we change the law? Why don't we do something about this? No one's going to come out and take that position. Nobody in the media, nobody in government is going to come out and say, you know what, we were wrong about this the whole time. Look, this has proven, this whole case has proven that we're human beings too, and we have sexual desires too, despite the fact that we pretend like we're pure, et cetera, et cetera. Nobody's going to come out and be honest about their sexual proclivities. Nobody's going to come out and be honest about the fact that this needs to stop.
Can't imagine why they would be honest about it.
Nobody is going to address this head on. Mm-hmm. All they're going to do is step down like this jerk from the VA recently did.
You know,
and act as though like that's going to make everything okay. And Americans will forget about it. They'll forget and they'll go and vote for somebody else and they'll fail. You know what Americans do? They'll laugh about it. They'll say,
yeah.
Oh, those perverts in Congress.
Those silly sexual deviants.
They're so corrupt. We've always known they're corrupt. Oh, let's see. Who do I want to vote for this time? Republican or Democrat?
Of course.
Yeah,
always.
I mean, really. That's all that's going to happen. It'll be fun. It'll be great prep for Free Talk Live, but for the rest of America, it'll just be a water cooler topic.
You know, that's the really crappy part about our job is that the really good prep is really, really bad news for freedom. We just don't get that much really great news for freedom.
I don't know. I have some good news.
Well, whip it out, please.
Flint, Michigan, passing, according to StopTheDrugWar.org, voters in Flint voted to okay the use of medical marijuana by a margin of 62% to 38% this past Tuesday.
Cool.
Flint becomes the fifth Michigan city to approve such a measure, and while medical marijuana remains illegal under both state and federal law, the Flint vote should only add to momentum to take the state issue nationwide. Sponsored by Michigan Normal and the Flint Compassionate Care Coalition, the effort was also aided by Marijuana Policy Project and National Normal. Flint joins Detroit, Ann Arbor, Ferndale, and Traverse City, where our show should be airing hopefully soon, fingers crossed on that, as Michigan cities where voters have approved the use of medical marijuana. So that's pretty cool news. Like, cities are popping up here and there all around Michigan that are getting together and legalizing or decriminalizing medical marijuana, and maybe that'll bode well for the state as a whole. Okay, so that's my good news. That's all I got.
It's a good step
in the right direction. I mean, when Free Talk Live has good news, it's never earth-shatteringly good news. It's usually just we're nudging freedom forward
right.
a bit. And then, of course, there's 10 more steps being taken backwards.
Here's the good news, folks. Flint, Michigan voted on legalizing medical marijuana. Of course, the vote means nothing other than adding momentum to possibly making Michigan the 12th state to, legalize medical marijuana. Not to say that California, which has had legal medical marijuana for quite some time, isn't having problems from the DEA. Whereas, you know, the bad news is, habeas corpus has been suspended if you've been named an enemy combatant.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just, one's much larger than the other.
It sure is. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free, the packet8.net line. But still, nonetheless, I am looking forward to the Madam story coming out. I'm hoping somebody of importance purchases this list and releases it publicly. And it makes you realize that this Madam, she was planning this. Like, you don't hold on to 10 years of phone records just for, I mean, records purposes. Who the heck does that? I mean, I understand that according to the IRS, you're supposed to hold on to tax papers, but who in the world would hold on to 46 pounds of phone records? This woman knew all along there was a chance that eventually she could get busted, and she's got some dirt, and she's been storing it away just waiting for the opportunity, and I think that's very brilliant on her part.
I think it's a good idea, certainly, to keep the phone records, because, you know, they may very well come up with something. One of the things that concerns me is it's 13 years old, so what if somebody had an old cell phone number, now they've switched numbers. You remember they didn't used to have portability.
But a number of them are coming from residences, as she pointed out. I mean, a horny congressperson at his Washington, D.C. residence picks up the phone, calls this madam, and has a couple ladies delivered to his home.
It certainly would be funny if it was going to, Senate or, congressional offices. You know, somebody called from there. Because those numbers don't change.
Right, and most people's...
I would imagine they don't.
And most people's landlines don't change. They just don't go through the effort to change them. Why bother? You've got one landline number, you've given it out to a bunch of people, you've got an interest in keeping it the same. My parents' phone number's been the same since I was a kid. 800-259-9231 is the packet8.net toll-free line for you, but unfortunately, I don't think the American public is going to get it when this happens. Hey, speaking of not getting it, the Postal Service thinks you're a retard. We'll explain coming up. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucroblast?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucroblast. Sucroblast is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucroblast specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucroblast to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, and that does include the archives and the Shrine of Female Listeners as well. Shrine.freetalklive.com will get you to it. There are dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo, and we prove it. They've proven it by taking the validated photo. See what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections. Early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. Well, the United States Postal Service, always looking for new ways to better serve their customers.
Oh, ho.
Aren't they? Well, maybe not. Maybe they're just another bureaucracy operating as though they're something special. Here's what they've done recently. Fort Worth, according to the AP, the missing clock didn't stop postal customer Al Cunningham from noticing the amount of time spent waiting for service. He, who's 49, said, "It's always long here." An insurance adjuster and former postal employee was standing in line at the Watson Post Office in Fort Worth. The Watson Post Office is one of the nation's 37,000 post offices in which clocks have been removed from retail areas as part of a retail standardization program launched last year. The effort's designed to give the public service areas a more uniform appearance, said the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. "We want people to focus on postal service and not the clock," said the Dallas spokes bureaucrat for the Postal Service.
Isn't the clock kind of part of the Postal Service?
Yeah, well, it's part of service in general. Service anywhere is how fast your service is.
I would think so.
But then again, if you're not proud of how fast your service is, you'd want to do everything you could possibly do to conceal that, which is what they've done. They've removed clocks from all of their offices.
If I know, we can't stop being slow, so we'll just take out the clocks.
Yep. At the Fort Worth Post Office, the hook that once held up the small battery-powered clock now protrudes from a plaster wall. The clock was taken down months ago. A customer service expert at Texas A&M University wasn't impressed with the decision to take down the timepieces. He said, "It's silly." And this is, by the way, the holder of the chair in retail and marketing leadership. Quote, "I guess they think people don't have watches."
Actually,
or cell phones.
Right. People don't even have watches anymore. Certainly
they're
people,
dying out, I think.
Yeah, certainly people have watches. But, you know, there's a clock right on my cell phone. I don't wear a watch. I
haven't worn a watch in years.
I don't like them. They're just not comfortable to me. And
yep.
It used to be that I couldn't imagine living without one, but now, you know, I can just tell the time on my cell phone.
So just another example of how useless and how bureaucratic and slow and just slothful the post office is. You guys can't deliver the mail on time. You can't handle more than five people standing in a line at your service locations. And so because you're so slow and miserable, you've decided to remove the clocks from your offices. I mean, they really must think Americans are stupid. They must think that this will solve all of the problems. I guess a time-challenged American, which most Americans are now. I mean, we're busy. People in America, busy, busy, busy. They're running from soccer matches to school to work to friends' houses, back to work. I mean, Americans are all over the place. And so if you think that you're going to be able to fool the American people into thinking that all of a sudden your service is better because you've removed the timepieces, it's just an absurd claim. But this is what bureaucrats spend their time on. I mean, imagine, I can't even begin to envision how long it took them to come to this decision, how many bureaucrats had to meet and how many times they had to meet, how many meetings they had to have before they figured out this new retail standardization program, which I'd love to hear the rest of the plan of.
You know, I think
maybe that's it.
As bad a news as how long it takes to get served in the post offices, the worst news for them would be the amount of time that people think that they wait. Because people just have a tendency to exaggerate how long they've waited.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think that the clock would be beneficial for you.
That way you know. You're not just making it up.
Right. You know, I think that they should actually get timed pieces of paper when they walk in. Mm-hmm. Because if you waited 15 minutes, that person's going to say they've been there half an hour.
Good point. I mean, somebody could very easily say, "I've been waiting forever," even though it's been 5 minutes. They don't have any concept of time. In fact, when you actually are paying attention to time, doesn't it tend to move slower? You ever notice that?
Yeah. I mean, that's the watch pot doesn't never boils kind of thing.
It doesn't actually move slower, but you're just paying more attention to it.
Sure.
So it's ticking more of your clocks, your internal clock's tick, if you will. And so you just think things take longer. So I don't think they're going to fool anybody with this. And especially a time-challenged American who likely has, even if they don't have a cell phone on them when they walk in, or they don't have a watch when they walk into the post office, they were likely, if they're time-challenged, looking at the clock radio in their car the moments, just a moment before getting out of it and walking into the post office, and they'll once again look at the clock radio when they get back in their car to see what time it is when they leave. Of course, we both know that none of this has any effect on anything. I mean, it's not going to... People realizing that the post office is slow and bureaucratic isn't going to do anything to help them go away sooner.
Well, there's...
They're not dying.
There's some good news coming out of the post office. They're raising the price of a first-class stamp again.
Again, huh?
Yeah.
To what, 42 cents?
I don't remember what they're raising it to, but that sounds about right. So, you know, the closer we get to that $1 point...
Yeah.
And I would think even at 75 cents. Can you imagine the option of... 75, you know, a 75-cent first-class, you know, letter sent off versus a $1 FedEx.
Who would pay the extra 25 cents?
Yeah,
I would.
I certainly would. It would just seem to me that, you know, at that kind of price differential, I'd much rather FedEx take care of it.
We should stop down and explain what we're talking about here. Most people are totally unaware of this.
Okay.
But there is a federal law. It might even be a postal regulation. I don't know. But it's essentially effectively a law as far as UPS and FedEx are concerned, and DHL and the rest of them, that bans private companies from handling mail under a dollar. So if you've ever wondered why, if you've ever said to yourself, well, the post office must be the best at handling first-class mail. I mean, if FedEx and UPS don't even bother trying. Well, they can't. They're not allowed to. And, in fact, they'd probably also... Well, they'd have to set up their own receiving boxes as well, because it'd probably be a violation of federal law to actually put mail in a mailbox, because that's only supposed to be for USPS.
It's true.
So they'd have to set up a new system, but they could certainly do it. It's the marketplace. If there's a demand to get something from one point to another, they'll do it. But my question is, if they start getting to the point where it's 75 cents or 70 cents or 80 cents, or we're getting up there towards that $1 mark, don't you think the Postal Service will go to Congress and say, hey, guys, we really need some more protection here. We've got to keep the Postal Service around to continue its fantastic job of serving the American people. We need to raise the ban on delivery to $2 maximum. I mean, they could very easily do that.
It's likely.
And there's a huge bureaucracy behind the post office as well. I believe I've heard that there are more people, more bureaucrats in the post office than there are in the military.
Well, now, things have changed.
So there's a lot of bureaucrats
with
jobs
though,
there.
With the bureaucracy in the post office. They're only quasi-governmental at this point. They're somewhat privatized a little bit.
Yeah, but they're still getting their pensions from tax dollars.
They certainly are.
800-259-9231, so I don't really have high hopes for getting rid of the post office, at least just because they go over the dollar limit. I think they'll go back and lobby for more changes. But your thoughts, if you've got them, 800-259-9231. On the way, more government bureaucracy and corruption with inspectors. Got a story about them and your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent, exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's W-A-C-H-T-E-R-S.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com. Janet from JLS Research has been preparing a revolutionary new product listeners have been having tremendous success with, no BO. Now Janet would like to introduce to you her new products, like the Sweet Smell of Success Lotion Bar. Lotion bars are simply a lotion made into a solid bar rather than a liquid. You guys that are opposed to lotion bottles, this handmade bar is just for you. The ladies will also enjoy these lotion bars because of the 4 oils found in them are considered excellent for all skin types. Best of all, the lotion bars come in fragrances designed both for the ladies and the guys. Also new is the Sweet Smell of Success handmade body soap. This body soap contains no preservatives, detergents, fillers, or chemicals, nor is made with any animal fat. And the skin feels absolutely wonderful. Try the No BO deodorant, lotion bar, and the handmade all-natural soap and enjoy the Sweet Smell of Success today by calling toll-free 1-888-881-NO-BO. That's 1-888-881-6626. Or visit no-bo.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want toll-free. 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free, including the bulletin board system. About 200,000 posts, over 1,500 people interacting, all completely free. bbs.freetalklive.com. Get you to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like setting up a corporation or a limited liability company. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. LegalZoom.com.
To the email box, Mark, and a story about a government inspector.
This is from Jacob. I listened to the EP talking about the inspectors. I'm not sure what the EP is.
Episode.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
Talking about the inspectors, and thought I'd throw this out. A relative of mine was in the process of opening a bar in Vegas. They were planning on opening just in time for New Year's Eve. The inspector came out for the final inspection and made them cut open a wall because he wanted to see the wires inside. I've heard of this happening before. If they don't feel that you've been properly inspected as far as your electrical work, how else are they going to see it?
I see.
So they had a drywall guy ready to patch the hole after he inspected the wires so they could get approval to be open for New Year's Eve. They cut the hole. The inspectors spent about 30 seconds and then left. He wouldn't stay till they fixed the hole and said that he was on vacation till after New Year's. Our speculation was that one of the other local bars didn't want the competition. They're not just incompetent, they're corrupt too.
Okay, so let me see if I got this straight. He came in, wanted to inspect before they opened on New Year's. He did the inspection before New Year's, but he wouldn't give his verdict until a week or two later or whatever?
I had to read this through a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the inspector has to inspect the finishing of the drywall too. So not only does your place have to be you know, safe so that people don't get electrocuted and die, but it has to be aesthetically pleasing,
gosh.
Too. You can't
so
have,
he has to come back.
You can't have poorly finished drywall, apparently.
Not in this town!
Yeah.
I mean, this is crazy.
It is. It is nuts. So I don't know about their speculation that it was one of the other local bars didn't want the competition, but
possible.
I'll bet you all local bars didn't want competition.
Sure. Like,
why would they want another bar in their neighborhood to open up and compete with them?
Well, I know around here there's a guy that's running for that's going to be running for mayor that owns a bar. It's possible somebody on the city commission themselves has direct interest in one of the bars.
Mm-hmm.
Or one of the zoning boards, or whatever.
Sure, this could very well be the case. If they, you know, they know somebody, they're a friend, they're
right.
paid off, you know, whatever it is. But that's how this stuff works.
Yeah, you've got the
and
guns of government.
And that's why it doesn't work.
You've got the guns of government, this violent agency, at your disposal. If you're in charge, if you've been elected, and you can do as you please, it with pretty much no consequences.
You know, and the funny thing about Americans is that we. We certainly believe that this goes on in other countries.
Okay.
Don't we?
I mean, sure, they're all corrupt.
Doesn't it make perfectly good sense that this would happen in Mexico? But we find it difficult to
you're
imagine...
You're not talking to me, you're talking to the listeners.
Right. but we find it difficult to imagine that this would be happening in America, that actually there would be a corrupt state... a building inspector that would be running around keeping businesses closed or whatever, but the average American just doesn't believe that that happens.
I don't understand why.
That's the exception, not the rule. Even if they do believe it, if it's shown conclusively that that's the case, it's the exception, not the rule.
It happens in all those other governments, not ours.
But why isn't it the rule?
That's a good question.
Tell me why it isn't the rule. Because
our government officials are the best there's ever been in the whole wide world.
Why?
Because we're Americans.
But no, that doesn't answer the question.
But we were born here.
Uh-huh.
And everyone who was born here is the best person they could possibly be.
Then
and everybody is an honest individual.
Then why do we have more people in prison than any other nation in the world? Okay, yeah, you're answering now. You've just switched.
Oh, right.
You switched from stupid American who were believers.
Because there's bad people.
But hold on. I thought we had the best people in the world.
Right. We only elect the best people.
How is it that we know?
Well, we just...
I mean, don't most Americans just vote for a name that they recognize?
Well, you would only run for office if you had good intentions.
How did Jesse the Body Ventura get to be governor of Wisconsin?
He's a good man.
Or Minnesota, or wherever it was.
He's a good man.
He may very well be, but the reason he got elected was name recognition. Americans vote for names that they recognize, not for people that are
right,
good or bad.
Right, and he only got that name recognition because he's a great guy, like George Bush and Hillary Clinton. She's a great guy, too.
Do you think that Al Gore feels like George Bush is a great guy?
They're all pals. They're all friends. They love each other.
He got more votes than George did.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is... See, the
American
logic doesn't hold up.
They kiss babies, Mark. What are you talking about? They must be good guys.
Yeah. I'm sure anybody will kiss your baby if you'll give them a vote so that they can have power to be able to do what they want.
You're such a cynic.
I may very well be.
What do you got against our politicians? Don't you love them?
I'm asking you questions. I'm not cynical. I'm only asking you questions. And
why would these
the only reasonable answer to these questions is
yes.
that politics is about rewarding your friends and punishing your enemies.
Well, I don't have to be reasonable. I'm an American.
Obviously. That's why we're going to continue to pay for this protectionist culture that we have, and at some point, it's going to stifle innovation to the point that America is no longer the great country that it once was.
Well, I think we're the best country in the whole world,
and
if you don't like it, you should just leave.
I would agree with you, but I think there's a lot of countries that are catching up very, very quickly.
You hate America, don't you?
They're going to pass
you
us
hate
up
it.
As long as this protectionism continues.
You're a communist, aren't you? I can tell.
I don't...
You love those other countries.
What do you mean by communist?
Damn foreigner lover.
What do you mean by other...
You're probably smuggling in Mexicans here, aren't you, in your spare time?
Are Mexicans communist? Are Mexicans communist? Just doesn't make any sense.
I can only go on like this for so long.
I know, it's difficult. It's difficult to follow this crazy, illogical...
I have to just remove my mind in order to act like one of these people. No, I'm sorry. You're absolutely right, Mark. American politicians are of no different. There's very, very little difference between an American politician and another politician somewhere else in the world. I mean, really, the only thing that separates the American politicians from people in other more despotic countries is the level of overt despotism that goes on. And some could make the argument that there's a high level of overt despotism here. It's just that the American people are blindly shutting their eyes to it. Well, you already pointed out we've got the highest rate of incarceration of any country in the developed world. I mean, it's a tremendous percentage. Not only the highest rate of incarceration, but what is it, one out of every four black males or something has spent time in prison or spent time in jail?
Some horrifying number like that.
I mean, we're putting more of our friends and family members in jail than any other country. And Americans continue to close their eyes to it. So it's really sad. And it's just amazing to me. 1-800-259-9231 is the packet8.net toll-free line for you. I wish we could find some people that would spout off those cliches, just spout off cliches about America. Call in if you want to spout some cliches. Because I can only take it so far.
You know, I think it's interesting. We've had people call in defending building inspectors in the past. And
yeah.
Can you imagine what these contractors would do if we didn't have building inspectors?
Oh, I think one of the accusations was that if it weren't for building inspectors, government building inspectors, mm-hmm. that then people would build leaning towers of Pisa next door to you. And they would fall over on your house.
Something like that.
And, of course, the instant rebuttal.
The electrical, you wouldn't know what the electrical system was like in the house that you purchased because there hadn't been a government inspection on that house. So,
right.
You know, you may not be the first purchaser, you might be the second. For instance, I could have bought the house and I could have rewired everything and done a really terrible job at it and then sold the house to you and then you'd be stuck. Well, I got news for you. Homeowners are allowed to do their own electrical
yeah.
stuff in a lot of places, and the places that they aren't, they can do it anyway, and no one will ever know. You know?
As far as building new houses, though, new construction, I mean, with the scare tactic of, well, you're going to build a leaning tower piece, so it's going to fall on my house, it's just absurd. I mean, people always take whenever we take a government is bad position, the response is always to the extreme, to the absurd. I mean, the idea that would even happen in the first place is ludicrous. But secondly, the reason why in a free marketplace it wouldn't happen is simple. Insurance. Who on earth is going to build a multi-hundred-thousand-dollar structure, price of houses today, and not have it insured? An insurer is going to say, whoa, you can't build a leaning tower of house next door to this guy. We're not going to insure that. The insurance company is going to send an inspector out, and they're going to check your work. And it's all going to be done on a voluntary basis. More on the way. This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Question about monopolies on the way. Free Talk Live.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mixed with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the Packet8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version as well, both free. freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. And by the way, our website, and I mentioned it, is totally free. Doesn't mean we don't spend money on it personally. We do. It costs money to run the website, and so there are a few voluntary ways you can help support the show. And one of those ways is by shopping with us, buying Free Talk Live merchandise like Free Talk Live hats and t-shirts. We've also got DVD collectors archive sets. We've got the Free Marketeer flag. All of our products, very high quality.
Yep, no, I was wearing my ball cap today.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. It is not crap. No. You'll be very pleased with the quality of the merchandise, and so head over to store.freetalklive.com to do your shopping. You'll also find out how you can get a free Free Talk Live bumper sticker, the way, again, bumper stickers should be. Once again, that's store.freetalklive.com. To the email box from Shadrach. He says,
I like that name.
About monopolies, a comment and a question. First, you said that what people are afraid of monopolies doing is getting big enough and then providing a worse product for more money. Not your exact words, but that was the gist of it. Which, if you look at Microsoft, is exactly what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Their product is terrible now compared to Linux and Apple.
Okay.
But because they have a near monopoly on computer gaming, people continue to purchase Microsoft rather than purchase OS X or use Linux. However, that being said, Microsoft is a government-enforced monopoly because government enforces Microsoft's end-user license agreement, which prevents the more tech-savvy from reverse-engineering Windows and simply turning out a better product for less. Well, while the government is enforcing end-user license agreements to an extent, they're not really a monopoly. I don't understand how people can continue to insist that Microsoft even comes close to representing a monopoly.
Well, you can say he mentioned them a near monopoly, wouldn't you say?
No.
No? You couldn't call them a near monopoly?
They may have a good chunk of the computer gaming market.
Well, computer market in general, I would say that they've got a large percentage.
Not the business market, and OS X is really making headway as far as personal computers.
OS X, I think.
Yeah, OS X. It's written as X.
Yes, I understand, but I have always heard people pronounce it as OS 10.
Apple is really making headway as far as getting
a great product.
They've had features.
That's the thing that's not being mentioned here is as long as the government monopoly is not enforced, it's not going to happen overnight. I know you want Microsoft to die with a stake in their heart. I get it. I understand. And believe me, when I have a problem with my computer, I want to stab it through the heart too. But that doesn't change the fact that it takes just a little time for the marketplace to adjust. Look back at Kmart. Nobody thought that anybody was going to be able to handle the discount, large box store behemoth that was Kmart. They're nearly gone.
Yep.
Moz Brothers. I mean, there's just there's a huge line of these businesses that are out of business now, and it will happen to Microsoft too, because just the very reason that you described in your email, they will get too big to be able to serve all their customers well.
Look what happened.
And so what they'll end up doing is serving all of their customers poorly,
or
and
not,
they will
or,
lose
now,
market share.
Now you're making predictions here, Mark, and we don't know. I mean, odds are good that eventually they'll go out of business. This is what happens to most businesses over time.
Sure.
In regards to that, if they are able to change with the times, if they're able to roll with the punches and what the marketplace is demanding, and they are able to keep up with demand, then they'll be okay. But it's not going to be an easy road for them to hoe as Linux and Apple continue to become more and more popular. Microsoft's so-called near monopoly on computer gaming may shift. You may find that gaming companies are going to start taking risks and releasing their product on alternative platforms. I haven't really paid that much attention to Apple games, but I know that they've eventually sort of gotten hold of the computer games, the PC, the Windows market games over time. They don't come out right away for Apple, but eventually they do come out. So the hardware's there. Apple's now using the same hardware that that Windows is using. Really, it's finally coming into its own, as I understand it, as far as being a real competitive operating system. Because it used to be that you had to have the Apple hardware to have the Apple operating system. And they've changed that now. I believe that to be the case. I believe that you can go out and buy OS X and put it on any computer at this point.
That's my understanding, too.
Right. And that's why they're going to be a real competitor now, whereas before they weren't.
Right. You had to buy the computer in order to have the operating system.
Right. You could not put together a computer like I like to. I like to build my computers from scratch. You could not put together a computer from parts and install Apple's operating system on it 10 years ago. Now you can. So they're finally competing with Microsoft, and I'm not a fan of either one. I'll take whatever works, and for what's working for me now is Microsoft.
Right.
But
that's the biggest problem I have with this whole Linux switchover thing, because everybody I talk to says this Linux is so much better. Look, I don't really like computers very much. They make me uncomfortable. They make me angry most of the time, and I certainly don't want to go through what it takes to learn a new operating system. I know some stuff about Windows. I like the stuff that I know about Windows. I feel like I can navigate clumsily through Windows, and I don't really want to go learn another operating system. As great as it may be, I just don't want to learn something new.
And eventually, you might have to.
I may very well,
but
at that point, I will learn. At one point, I knew how to type on Word perfect. Now this information is useless to me.
Right.
I probably lost it. But, that's kind of how these things go. And I'll have to learn, I'm sure, learn slowly. And the people that are designing these things would be, they'd be wise to make them close to their competitors so that people can figure them out.
Well,
but I had to learn OS 10 for a job, and oddly, I managed to at least be able to do some stuff in there.
Well, as time goes on, the the alternative operating systems become easier and easier to use. And Apple has always prided itself on having an easy to use operating system, so damn simple. There's only one mouse button. I think they finally added in an option to go to two mouse buttons with Apple. So really, they don't have a monopoly. And if it bugs you that Microsoft has a so-called near monopoly on computer gaming, well, stop playing computer games and go buy yourself a PlayStation. Microsoft doesn't have any play in that.
I would imagine that the computer games are better than the, for some reason or another, the computer gamers build these huge games.
It depends.
Expensive computers in order to play their games. So.
Sometimes a game is made for a console and then ported, as they call it, to a computer, and the computer version sucks.
Mm.
So it all depends. Anyway.
I had no intention of switching over from PlayStation. I don't know how to hook my PlayStation up into the internet in order to be able to play a bunch of other people.
Yeah.
I just don't have much interest in that at all.
Well, anyway, I think it's very clear that there's no monopoly when it comes to Microsoft. Their time will come, just like every other company's time will. If they can't change according to what consumers are demanding, and as consumers continue to demand different products, more will be released. I know Linux is becoming more and more user-friendly over time. I believe they're making it so that you can run Microsoft programs, you can run Windows-based programs through Linux. So as these things become easier, then the walls that you see right now, as far as, well, I can't play these games on Linux, those are going to go away, because eventually you probably will be able to play them on Linux. And you probably can now, it's just that I don't know enough about Linux to tell you how to do it. 1-800-259-9231, if you know a little bit more than I do. He says, second, you guys seem to have quite a lot of knowledge about political history. That's not true.
Stumble through here.
Exactly what has prompted the government to set up the antitrust laws? What was going on, or supposedly going on, that the government felt they could use as an excuse to step in and regulate? Do you feel this was misdirection on the part of the government? And if not, what would prevent whatever it was that happened from happening again once the antitrust laws were done away with? Well, as I understand it, the antitrust laws were brought about to protect existing interests.
Wasn't it the whole Standard Oil thing? The people were concerned by these robber barons.
The railroads, too. It was the railroads and Standard Oils. And it was just, it's a lot of misinformation and misdirection on the part of government history teachers to make you think that these big evil companies were doing terrible things.
There was a lot of jealousy at the time from successful people. And some of these successful people had government officials in their pockets, and some of them didn't. But, you know, people are often jealous of successful people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't like the fact that this person was successful and I wasn't, and that's wrong, and they shouldn't have that money, and it's wrong. And, you know, that's basically the concept behind communism, period, is that person who made a bunch of money, we should take their money away and give it to everybody else.
Remember, there was a story we did last year about the railroads and how the antitrust laws succeeded in just killing off the railroad business.
It really did. And, you know, railroads, we could really use those things right now. Do you think we need all these trucks on the road? Railroads would have been great to transport these goods. But the government got so involved, and these regulations still exist.
And they were designed to protect certain government-connected railroad owners. They were designed to funnel money to those guys and funnel services and benefits to them. And that's all what it's always about. It's always about politics, protecting your friends and punishing enemies. More on the way. Hour 3's coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
The